Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast from beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio, right here on Lake Erie. Beautiful part of the world. I've been here many times, got a lot of friends up here. And I'm here because I was invited by some great folks, the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce, the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, Cox Business, Bloomberg TV, and just a great team of partners who put together a program today that they've asked me to share some of my ideas with their members, and I'm going to do that later today. But right now, I want you to meet Liz Manning. Liz is Executive Director of the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce. Liz, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Cleveland.
I'm glad to be here. I love Cleveland. I love coming back here. Some of the best restaurants in the world.
That's right. That's right. It's a great city, and we're glad to have you here.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I want to say this to you. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. I love Chambers of Commerce. If you're a small business owner and you're not a member of your local Chamber of Commerce, I want to know why.
Yeah, I love people who love Chambers of Commerce. That's outstanding.
Well, Chambers of Commerce is the only entity that can cut across all the boundaries, all the silos that are put up in a community, government, politics, education, commerce, retail, the arts, they cut across all those, don't they?
That's correct, and our membership shows that diversity. We have the mayor of the city is a member of the chamber, the city council people, as well as the school district. We have over 400 members, 410, and it's a very diverse group of people, from bankers, real estate agents, financial advisors, retail, restaurants, athletic trainers, just a wide variety of people, and they all come together and get to know each other, and
right.
They like to do business together.
It is the only place they can pull that off, and that's the reason, folks. That's enough of a reason to be a member of a Chamber of Commerce, right there. And there are many others we don't even have time to talk about. I want you to tell us about what's going on in your chamber, Liz, right now.
Well, with over 400 members, we provide a calendar full of events every year. I'm working on the 2014 calendar right now, and we provide events that give our members opportunities to come together to network, and they like to know each other and build that trusted relationship and then do business with the people that they already know and trust. So
mm-hmm.
We do a wide range of events, from the monthly luncheons like today, as well as business before hours or business after hours networking events. We have a speed networking event called Coffee, Tea, and Contacts. We have Taste of River. We have a huge business expo. That is our biggest event. It happens every year in October. We've done it for 11 years. We have 115 exhibitors and 1,000 people come through in one day.
Wow.
And it is just an outstanding community event that really brings together the community, and so many successful connections are made at that event every single year.
You know what I hear, when I hear you saying things like you just said, I hear a chamber membership that is very close to each other. I've been around a while long enough to know that if you can pull off what you just said, you've got chamber members that are active, involved, and they care about each other. Am I right about that?
They are very active and supportive. We have a lot of committees that produce these events, and they all work very hard.
Wait, Liz. Are you telling me that you don't do all of this? That the chamber members actually invest themselves into your chamber? Come on.
They do, and it's outstanding, yes.
It's the way chambers work, isn't it? The chambers belong
right.
to the members.
That's right. We have a small staff. I'm the only full-time person. I have a half-time assistant and an intern,
right.
And the rest is, it's the membership that we rely on. And
that's,
so
that's,
many
when
of them.
That's when they're beautiful, Liz, when they work like your chamber.
That's right. For example, our Christmas party committee, we have a Christmas party come up in a couple of weeks, and that committee is made up of almost all bankers. but they all like to work together. Even though they're competing for the same dollars.
Is that legal for that many bankers to get together? Is that legal?
I know. It's kind of funny.
Hey, Liz, I didn't get my invitation to the Christmas party, by the way.
It's December 5th. You are welcome to come. It's a great event.
I might show up. Hey, Liz, I need a website.
RockyRiverChamber.com. And right. I'm always directing people to our dining guide and our shopping guide, so especially during the holidays, so that people will think about going to our local businesses and restaurants for the holidays rather than going online and going to the big box stores.
Hey, Liz, good job today. Thanks for inviting me up here. I'm looking forward to working with you later today.
All right, I will see you later today. Thank you so much.
See you. Liz Manning, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce. I don't know if I've said this today or not, folks, but I love Chambers of Commerce. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.